You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Nick Elliott and Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 29. Yes, thank you. Nick, you are ready for a summer spectacular of absolute June joys.
Am I?
Well, that's what it said on my script. And that's one of the reasons why not only do we have Sue Royce back with us for Volume 29. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Hello, Sue. Yeah, she's there. Sue, very quiet in the background now. She's calming down after all of the excitements that she's actually had over the last few months. And we've got the return, the welcome return, it has to be said, of somebody who you specifically said, I want that man back on the programme.
I did.
I want that man back on the programme.
He's a top man, is Ben.
Ben Lewis is back with us. Exactly.
That's what I said.
It's fair to say the invite also went out to Tessa Snart, but she's too busy with her exams.
Oh.
She sends her best, though. Hopes it all goes
lovely.
Well. Marvellous.
Do give him my love.
Well, obviously it's reciprocated in a wonderful, joyous and platonic sense.
Indeed.
So AC/DC, Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. I thought it was a typo. I thought they were actually talking about Hull not being a bad place to be. And it's not really, even though they've been relegated. But no.
It's never dull in Hull.
No. It's never dull in Hull. Serp on a rip. Head of the Catholic Church, a perp. These are exercises you need to go through if you're going to talk about Hull. It's very important.
Ouch. Just save that for the people at Hull.
Yeah, well, there we are.
I think Hull is vastly underrated. It's wonderful. It's a really nice place to go. Yeah.
Never been there.
It's wonderful.
Good
it's
bridge.
46 miles north of where we are in this very studio at Siren FM for Sound and Nick's Vision.
Yeah, so Ben. Humberside.
Yeah, across the Humber Bridge. Go over there and you will find a whole new world opens up. European City of Culture this year. Mm-hmm. And often full of people, stark naked, apart from being painted blue, wandering through the streets of Hull.
It's bright,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes!
Yeah, it's the way forward. Kat is in the background producing as ever. We heard her dulcet tones opening the season. And we've started with AC/DC. Where are you going to take us next? Is it going to be a case of working miracles? Or is it a case of, no, it's sound and vision and all sorts of other factors? Why have you gone for Aerosmith for your next choice, Nick?
Well, I was kind of putting a lot of work into this playlist, and I wanted to...
I can see that. I sensed
kind of,
it.
Well, I kind of wanted to put a couple of bits and bobs in there that don't really get featured much from some of the bands that we're going to play today. Mm-hmm. So that's what's in there, because you can't have too much Aerosmith.
And clearly Ben is also in the role of, together with Sue, deciding what their number one choices will actually be. AC/DC, are they early leaders, Ben? Or would you say, well, they're from Newcastle, so they're automatically...
No, I like a bit of AC/DC. Okay. I like a few songs from AC/DC, I must admit. Although there are other bands featured in Nick's playlist.
There are several bands that are around, Aerosmith being one of them.
I think we should go to the other ones later on. We should save it as a little...
Of course, exactly.
Keep them enticed.
It's called teasing.
Tease.
Keep on wanting more.
Ben, would you like to introduce this next track, then?
It's Eyesight to the Blind.
Yeah, that's
Sue, you kind of had a bluesy theme to that going.
I did, yes, I liked that. That was very good. It was different to on some of the other stuff that I've heard of theirs, but I did like it very much.
Ben, did it float your boat?
Yeah, I've got to say, I agree with Sue on that one. It's slightly different to the usual Aerosmith.
I'm still very shocked that neither in this episode, nor indeed the subsequent summer special episode that Nick's put together, do we have any place for the Portuguese winning entry in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Strange, that. I can't really see that being your bag, Nick.
Well, I didn't know who was going to win at the time of putting this compilation together.
So is that a promise then? The following
otherwise,
31,
you know me. It definitely be there.
Eurovision will be in there.
I bet you're one of these people who gets to have a party at Eurovision and pulls the bunting out.
I look just like that, don't I? I look just like that kind of guy.
Yes, you do, yeah. You know, European food in special.
Oh, dear me, yeah.
It's strange. But we move to another celebrated returnee to Sound and Nick's vision, which, of course, is Brian Ferry.
Mr. Ferry. Oh.
Exactly. Another chap who actually did all his undergraduate and indeed postgraduate stuff at Sunderland.
Yeah.
I don't think that's any reason to dislike the man. not
well,
at all.
Depends whether you're from
Newcastle
or not. Have
you got some issue with the North East?
Part, of course, from the fact that there are people who actually said that if ever he kind of went swimming in the North Sea, there'd be a massive oil slick just from the hair alone. But anyway, let's move on from that particular perspective.
It's all below the belt. Today, it's below the belt.
You should see some of the things I've been faced with, and then you'd appreciate why sometimes the irritation manifests. And so you can't bottle it up. That's the important thing. You can't bottle it up. Why have we gone for Brian Ferry? And would you like to introduce this third entry into the 29th volume of Sound and Nick's Vision?
Brian Ferry's Don't Stop the Dance.
Mama says the truth.
don't stop the dance. And why would you wish to?
I don't, actually.
Mm. No. Because we're just dancing away in the studio, dancing the night away, as indeed, the Mavericks once said. So what's been happening with the Keep Music Live thing then, Nick? People need to know.
Keep Music Live? Mm. Well, not really anything particular with that, you know, special project. Mm. But I've been doing a lot of book projects, a lot of fine art stuff over this last couple of months. Since I was last here at Siren, excellent, it's been a busy time.
Well, your busy sister time show, indeed sibling show, Sound and Country Vision, which of course Tessa Snott presents on a regular basis, is saying regularly they should be featuring your good self, Nick, to...
That'd be nice.
Yes, I think so.
That'd be nice.
It should be there. Tessa couldn't make it to the programme today because she's too busy working for her revision side of things. But, and I quote, she has the law exam tomorrow, so she needs to keep studying for that. Please, please let Nick know. Ooh. I'm very sorry. And I'll have to catch up with him another time.
I look forward to that.
I hope the session goes well. And you all, not a sort of y'all, you all enjoy your Christmas meal.
That's very uncountry-like, isn't it?
So there we are, just reading out. So I feel as though in some ways we've given Tessa a little moment there.
I think so,
we'll
yeah.
Work our way yeah. through the whole process. And Sue's happy as well, which is all good from that point of view.
Yes.
I didn't think you were a Deacon Blue fan.
Oh.
Grey band.
And yet Ricky Ross would be proud to know that ever since Dignity, Ship Called Dignity, of course.
Good wonderful
track.
Tune.
He, good track.
They asked him how he got it. He said he saved his money. That's how he got Ship Called Dignity, because he actually worked on his wages day.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
No relation to Ben, then.
No, Huey Lewis. None at all.
Huey Lewis and
apparently
the News.
Not.
I wish.
Yeah.
And Sue, you thought from the intro it was a completely different tune, I believe.
Yes, I did. I thought it was Dude Looks Like a Lady.
And then it wasn't.
But it wasn't, no. Yeah,
exactly.
I like Huey Lewis.
So far, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Brian Ferry, Deacon Blue, Huey Lewis and the News. We're halfway through Sound and Next Vision Volume 29. Any early leaders, Ben, for yourself?
Oh, I'm going to have to go ACDC.
Still ACDC.
I thought Aerosmith were going to snatch it, but just because it wasn't quite a typical sound.
Sue, what about yourself?
Oh, I like Huey Lewis. Yeah, I do.
Good, cool.
How are our growing number of Italian listeners, Nick?
They're spreading.
Really?
Is the best way of describing it. It's
like
all over
pasta.
Europe.
Like pasta.
And heavily into the US.
Very good. Very good.
We have a lot of fans.
I'm sure. Any names that you could sort of privilege by? Or do you want to say no, not at this moment in time?
Well, I do want to mention a guy that I've been kind of talking a lot about over the last couple of weeks, or two, should I say. A guy called Tally Ice Pack Jackson. Who is a musician of some serious calibre. And he's trying to get Few Bits and Bobs together, a tour bus that he's putting together. He wants to tour Canada and the US with his band.
It'd be the Tally Ho bus.
It could be. So I've been chatting to Tally quite a bit, and we've become very close friends.
Well, there we are.
But hopefully we're going to feature one of the tracks later on from his new album.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just sort of saying surprised because it doesn't seem to be here on my playlist, but never mind. Don't worry, Tally. It'll be featured sometime in
some
the next millennium.
Next show.
Yes,
let's
Ben.
Talk to you.
we might use that technique on another show, but I think for the purpose of the sound exhibition, it's critical to ensure that we have the best line in there, the sort of line. We're actually into Deborah Bonham now. Deborah Bonham, Sue?
No, that's that. I'm about to have my education completed here.
No relation to Helena Bonham Carter, presumably.
No, it's the sister of John Bonham, the legendary Led Zeppelin drummer.
Mm. I have heard of him.
And this comes from an album called The Hide.
Oh. Ben, are you ready for The Devils in New Orleans?
Go on, throw it at me.
Good stuff.
Yeah. What is done, no wrong, but in the sun.
from Deborah to Debbie, who's still doing stuff with Blondie.
Debbie.
And worked with Iggy in what we're about to hear, in a kind of wonderful way in which she'd always think she was a footballer, really. Debbie on the ball. Deborah Harry, you've heard of her, have you not?
I haven't, no.
You have not
heard of Deborah Harry?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you're about to have your education completed.
I'm a 96 boy, I'm a millennial. I'm not supposed to, am I?
Well, I mean, this lady is the, you know, she's the elder states lady.
They're
she?
Touring.
She's, I know, Iggy
just
Pop,
released
though,
a new album.
She's very, very good, yeah. If you get a chance to see her in live, do it.
Heart of Glass, she's... Sunday Girl. Yeah. All of the classics, Denis.
Oh, Sunday Go, yeah. Now I know who you're on about. Now I know.
This is her duet with Iggy Pop, which we're going to run up until the last 5 seconds when, unfortunately, Debbie actually says a word which we cannot say on Siren FM.
Bit of a shame.
It's very unfortunate. Okay, there we are, moving on in all sorts of ways. Deborah Harry, well, did you ever? And going into our whole marvellous routine on volume 29 of Sound and Nick's Vision. We're going to the other side of the world now with Katie Tunstall. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Nick?
Only that she featured in my first book, did some stuff with her quite a while ago. Round about when she released the first album.
She's a Scottish lady, I believe.
She is.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Class act.
We feature the Scots.
Very nice. Lady.
Part of the British Isles.
Very nice.
Other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Choking with the emotion of it all, K.T. Tunstall and Other Side of the World. How does that float your boots, your boot, Sue Royce?
I like that one more than Suddenly I See, actually. It's just there's something more to it. It's just, it's a more mellow, just a deeper, it's nice.
Okay.
Off the same album?
Yes.
Mm. Ben?
I think I'm more of a Suddenly I See man.
Mm. Well, I don't know.
They're more upbeat. That's a bit more alive in it, but they are still very good songs, both of them. And the album itself is really good, I think. That one in particular.
We have an interesting quandary because producer Kat has emailed material to me under the auspices of Sound and Nick's Vision. And Nick, you're denying ever having heard of this before. There we are. Absolute pause. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's crept in there, but nobody seems to sort of know what. So we can't play it because nobody actually knows who it actually is. From that. I know. I thought you'd look bemused, Kat, but never mind. I just thought I'd reveal it there because there's nothing like having a production meeting live on air. Let's move on to
way forward.
Seal.
Good.
Talk to us about Seal.
Very good. There's not a lot to say about this guy, really, apart from the fact that he's... a really underrated guy, I think. Mega in the time.
Kiss for a Rose?
Not as good as this, I don't think.
This is just good crazy. Track. It's live as well.
I like the live. That's why I snipped it in.
Take the chance, price of fame. Talk about the people going on. Channels. A man besides a person.
Standing Still, by the band who features on drums one of your musician folks that we've mentioned already in the programme.
Yeah, the guy I spoke about earlier on, Telly Icepack Jackson.
That's all right.
And 53 years in the business and played with some of the biggest names on the planet.
Some of whom, of course, we heard there.
And feature on that album. Excellent. The album is his new album, Back to Biz. And I think it's probably about 13 tracks on the thing. But it's certainly, certainly worth a buy. Fantastic.
And endorsed
track on it
by Nick Elliott from Sound and Exvision. How can people get in touch with the programme if they wish to, Nick?
Well, they can listen again on the press office, which is nickelliott.info. And then they can listen again on Sareside Broadcasting.
.podbean.com. One of those.
Podbean.
All connects. Ben, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Brian Ferry, Deacon Blue, Huey Lewis and the News, Deborah Bonham, Debbie Harry and Iggy Pop, Katie Tunstall and Seal are the nine selections, if we exclude the last one that we actually heard there. We've still got Squeeze and Last Time Forever, if you're a Glenn Tilbrook fan, that kind of will see us out of the programme, but which one for you is number 29's winner?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Katie Tunstall this time.
Okay.
It's just an old favourite of mine anyway.
Katie Tunstall. Sue?
Yeah. See, this is really hard for me because I love the Brian Ferry. I love the Aerosmith. But for me, it's got to be the Seal because it was live.
Mm. Nick, it's a bit like asking you to choose between children, isn't it, really?
Your own children. That's why they're there, Alex.
That's okay. So, volume 30, the second part of the June extravaganza, will be with us before we know where we are.
Looking forward to it.
3-0 will be hitting us. Would you like to take us out with Squeeze and Last Time Forever?
Just love this band.
And what are the three things that Sue needs to remind Ben and the listener to shout at their radio at this particular moment in time? Or portable device that they're
listening to. This is the intro for the whole show, isn't it?
It can be seen as that.
It is.
Mm.
Keep music live.
Shall we say it with Ben and Kat in as well, really?
Go on, Kat.
A one, a two, a three.
Keep music live!
Did you ever read the words that would end. I read them tonight. Mistakes I can't defend. I didn't stop to think that I upset her. I've said goodnight tonight the last time. Shy and hide my temper.